Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yeah, 962972 Liberty for London. It started off with Average White Band, Let's Go Round Again, and we couldn't even go round once with that, could we, really? So then we started to do Robert Palmer, Every Kind of People. It happens to every kind of person, even me. I'm hopefully Paul Roseby all the way through the next 3 hours, unless, of course, I get a bit of dust on my disc. It has happened. What I need is somebody that does to blow it off, quite frankly. Anyway, quick, no more innuendo in this show, I promise. Or am I lying? Let's do the weather quick, get me out of trouble. As soon as I open my mouth, it just comes out, doesn't it? Could this mean that I'm frustrated? Yes. Well, it's a frustrating day weather-wise, actually. It's not the sort of temperature you'd expect for mid-April. It's colder, as if you needed telling. It's absolutely bloody freezing out there, so stay in, listen to me. Otherwise, I'll cry and I won't be your best friend. A northwesterly breeze, the odd scattered shower. He likes to interrupt me, that one, doesn't he? I was on a flow then, I was in a bit of a flow and she went right in. Anyway, cold tonight, rather chilly, possibly 2 degrees Celsius minimum tonight. And but who cares, it's academic, because listen to me, you lovely little Easter bunnies. Lots of goodies to come, we'll talk about that after this from Melbourne Moore. This is it. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, it's Saturday.
Easter Monday.
It's Saturday.
Easter Monday. Easter Monday.
Saturday.
Easter Monday. Talk about recycle. Oh, I'm very green, that's for sure. Yes, I'm Paul Roseby here on 96970 Liberty for London. Putting the E back into your Easter. Is that illegal? Sharp have done it. Well, anyway. Right, so yes, what's on the show, you lucky bunnies, you? I shall tell you, thank you for asking. Hot cross bummers. Who bums you off? You can call me and I'll tell you exactly what I feel and what you feel to me. Cream your eggs with. Who would you like to cream your eggs with? Yes, you can be as saucy as you like. That's just what I like, quite frankly. We're going to be giving away a fantastic Easter special prize, which is a glorious granary luxury wicker hamper worth not 50, not 60, not even 70, but 75 quid's worth of goodies inside a glorious hamper. Details about that competition to come as and when we do it. Plus, Chris Stacey, everybody has done him at some stage, and sadly, he's going to run my show one more time without the feeling, and to give us the latest soap gossip that you all know and hate. Boney M? I think so.
Baker, put your
great music still to come, of course. Sister Sledge, Hot Chocolate, Shalimar, possibly Average White Band.
Oreo, my baker.
Fingers crossed on that one.
From old Chicago town.
Oh, give us that trumpet ending one more time. No, don't worry. Don't worry, Tom. It's been a bad enough start already. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Stick with me, kid. Life can only get worse. Now, I have to say, as much as I love Boney M, I was completely distracted by this little list here of goodies that your lucky bunnies, you can win an Easter prize special. We don't normally do fantastic prizes, but because it's an Easter bank holiday and it's really such a dreadful day weather-wise, we thought we'd cheer you up. And details of the actual competition to come later on in the show, but this is just a taste of what you can win inside the luxury granary wicker hamper worth 75 quid. What's inside it? 2 bottles of white wine, 1 bottle of red, port and duck pate, marmalade, orange and ginger curd, strawberry and champagne preserve, chocolate chip biscuits in a tin. In a tin! Not in a plastic bag, in a tin, that is. English breakfast tea in a caddy. Oh, can they fit a caddy inside a hamper these days? Well, you have to be sure to be a caddy, don't you? Yes, there's nothing like a bit of cheap child labour, that's what I can say. You get a free child inside your granary wicker hamper as well. At real coffee, as opposed to fake coffee, Madeira cake, assorted biscuits, the list goes on. Belgian praline shells and 2 granary tea towels to boot. We shall be telling you exactly how you can win that glorious luxury granary hamper when I get into you, basically. You have to stay with me right through till 6, because then you'll know. The number to call is 0171-893-896, so you can do that bit now. You can write that bit down now. And before we go on to another great classic from the 70s, of course, I just want to say that, as we know, it is bank holiday. We're halfway through the year as far as bank holidays are concerned. You know that. And in case you weren't aware it's bank holiday, these are the list of things that remind you that it is definitely can only be a bank holiday Monday. You know it's bank holiday when the newspapers are half the size they normally are. There's a crap Disney film on TV when you wake up. There's a crap Disney film on TV when you go to sleep. The shops you've always wanted to buy something in but never have the time to go are closed. Pubs always close at 3 when you've got the time to get wrecked. There's no cash in the cash point machine. When you call up your friends at midday to arrange a drink, no one's in. There's never any milk left at your local supermarket. And your boiler blows, and it costs you for the entire day an absolute mortgage. You start the day planning to do lots of things but end up doing absolutely nothing. That's how you know it's bank holiday. Now, if you want to add to that glorious list that my dear producer Paul, what a fab name that is, has come up with for me today, just like that off the cuff. He's very talented, you know. Not as talented as me, but he's quite talented. That's why he's in the back room, I'm in the front room. But anyway, if you... that's the way it's going to stay, Paul, all right. If you wish to add to that glorious list of you know when it's bank holiday when... then give us a call on 0171-893-8963. Now, that's not the competition where you win the prize, the glorious hamper. But you can, I will give you something, I tell you. I'll give you a free bank holiday, as long as you take it on one of the following days. Monday the 4th of May, Monday the 25th of May, or Monday the 31st of August. Now, how grand is that?
On 963 and 972, Liberty for London. The Golden Hour with Simon Bain.
One station, 1 hour, the best years of your life. The Golden Hour returns 7 days a week, exclusively on Liberty Radio, and this weekend.
The Golden Hour, with Simon Bain, every Saturday and Sunday at 1. 963 and 972,
Liberty. Come in, 2-9, Ginger.
Get down to the sound of the 70s with 963 and 972, Liberty for London.
963 and 972, Liberty. Our phone number at Liberty is 0171-893-8963.
Liberty for London. Free living, jive-talking, sister sledge there. He is the greatest dancer. Who could they be talking about? Could they be talking about me, I wonder? Well, because I did come fifth. If you're new to me, because I know some of you are expecting Toby Anstis. Well, I'm not a kids presenter. They wouldn't trust me with children. Quite right, too. I'm very happy about that as well. I don't know why they're trusting Toby Anstis with children. Oh! But anyway, he's off doing something rather glorious with a lot of chocolate and not one child inside, apparently. And I just think it's very funny when you sit in for somebody, actually, because you know how when you put your feet in somebody else's shoes, it might be the same size, but it still feels a bit odd because they walk to the left, they walk to the right a bit more, they walk with their padded toes, they walk with their heels, whatever. It's a bit like that when you sit in somebody's chair. There's a lot of funny ridges, particularly one rather large, sharp ridge right in the middle of the chair. Is that what keeps Toby Anstis awake during the show? Something rather sharp in the middle of his chair? Because I'm sorry, it's not... It's making my eyes weep, it really is. Okay, well, thanks for some of your rude suggestions about you know it's bank holiday when. How about also, you know... I'm not going to mention some of them, thank you. You know how to boost a presenter's ego, don't you? How about you know it's Easter when? For instance, I was on the tube this morning suffering with a carriage load of French people. Oh, that's another one. You know it's Easter when there are no English around and it is all French. But also, like, people get up off the seat. And you can't help but look at their behinds, especially if you're obsessed, like me, with people's bottoms. There's all this sort of dried caked chocolate that they've been sitting on over the weekend. It often happens, isn't it, with Easter eggs? You eat half of it and you lose the other half. Well, that's what happens. You sit on the other half. What they need to do is, right, they need to come up with a chocolate that can clean itself, that can disappear within seconds if you happen to sit on it. That's because it's a bugger to clean, I tell you. What are you giving me an eye for there, Tom? After all these years we worked together, you fancy me now, did you? Too late. 963972 Liberty for London. Commodore's there. Brick house. Is that where the expression go to the toilet like a brick house? Something like that, is that right? So am I saying, you know what I'm saying, anyway. You might be wishing to go to the toilet right this very minute because you might be so excited about the opportunity of winning a fantastic granary luxury, granary wicker hamper worth £75. But I shall tease you now, because I've been teasing you about the contents and what the prize is. I'll tease you now with exactly what the competition will be about. Basically, all you have to do is guess where I'm going to be going for my prize picnic. It'll be somewhere in London. So where do you think I will spread my blanket on the sward and flutter? Where will I sit on my gingham tablecloth? And I'll be giving you the clues. So all you have to do is just call in on 0171-893-8963. What's that number? It is 0171-893-8963. When you think you know the answer. And then, of course, you have to stay by the phone because we'll be picking a winner from the correct answers from a little Easter bonnet. I'll give the clues in the next half an hour or so, possibly, start giving those clues. There'll be 5 clues all in all, and all you have to do is guess from those clues where exactly I'll be eating. Eating the picnic from the prize hamper. And, of course, if you get it right, you get the gorgeous prize hamper. It's as simple as that. It really is. Marvellous stuff. Hot cross bummer, quick. What do you think is a hot cross bummer? What really makes you angry? Here we are, supermarkets. Because for weeks you haven't been able to buy an ordinary sticky bun because they've been making hot cross buns since Christmas and filling the cake shells with them, haven't they? And, of course, bloody great piles of Easter eggs filling up spaces so you can't find your tin of artichoke hearts when you want it. That is what I call, and we all call, a hot cross bummer. If you have a hot cross bummer, give us a call on the old familiar number, 0171 893 8963. Get it off your chest, why don't you? Even if you don't have a chest, don't worry. You can still be... Claire Ashford hasn't got a chest, and she gets a lot of things off it.
AirCheckDownloads.com.